Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 55. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul. And this is broadcast live.
On Sunday, as usual.
Sunday.
At 7 o'clock. We're 5 minutes early, sorry.
4 minutes early now.
4 minutes early.
14th of January 2007. Like Adam said, this is episode 55, which means we're 5 past 50.
Yeah. Gone the halfway mark to 100th episode. Sorry, that's my little happy dance.
Okay, letters. We didn't have... What have we got? Oh, we had one from some dude called Lessor, I guess you pronounce that, who said, don't forget Supreme Commander in our Game of the Year list. Tough. We already have.
Afraid so.
Then we had a bunch of people talking about how much they liked the show and stuff as well.
And some people talking about t-shirts. They were a bit confused. T-shirts, well... Yes, there's one t-shirt.
Yeah, but we had some t-shirt ideas on the forums.
I actually went in and I was just typing in Noob Hunter to see what other places have a connection with Noob Hunter, because obviously my webpage hasn't gone fully live yet. And I just typed in GamerCast on Google in images just to see what came up. And all these GamerCast t-shirts came up, and I was like, whoa, where the hell are these t-shirts coming from? And then I could see other links were port forums, so I had a little nosing. Some of them are quite cool. Like the one with the GamerCast with the little, what looks like an outline of a green Xbox 360 controller down below, like the cable.
Well, let's just get the website up here. We had, I think it was Vaughn, or whatever his name is. If I get them all mixed up, because we're all like Americans and noobs. And oh, here we go, Darth Ura, same thing. That one. And that one. Well, GamerCast R&D... Research and development. Yeah. And the one with like reinventing the way to game with like an Xbox 360 controller and a Wii on it would mean, you know, it would just be pulled from Cafe Press, because that's, you know, we could get sued. So yeah, stop ripping off other people's stuff. I know I set a bad example, and come up with something original.
But if you can't draw it, just give a rough idea of what you
want.
Yeah,
we'll get Adam to draw
it. And I'll draw it, because...
Like a generic controller.
Yeah. Just the classic style of a controller, you know. Something that looks like it's a remake of someone else's controller. But, yeah, I'm going to be shoving some of the new Hunter characters onto t-shirts as well, because of the connection with GamerCast, which will become apparent when the episodes come live.
Hey, where's our show notes going? Hold on, there you are.
The show notes, rather.
Okay, well, there's been some rumours going around in Europe about PlayStation 3 launch being put back to September.
Don't say such words.
Sony have said that they're preparing to announce final details for the European launch at the end of this month.
It's one per county, so everybody in Somerset's got to have a battle royale to get theirs.
Yeah, still no intention to launch a cheaper model of the PS3, so, you know.
To be honest, I can't see them doing it. They don't want to have too many to make, because that, you know, there wasn't a problem with the 360. The only thing is, you look at the 360, there was two versions that come out. Obviously, lots of people that have got the money will want the one that's more out, and then everyone else will go for the budget one. And I think...
Idiots get the core system.
But Microsoft did a good way of doing it, in the sense of there is no difference bar the colour of the CD tray. You can make one into the other. And if you buy the other, if you wanted to, you could strip all the parts off and make it the cheap version. But to have something where if you get the cheaper one, that's it. You've got the cheaper one. There is no upgrade upwards.
There is no magic. You can't just upgrade to an HDMI port or whatever.
Yeah, you can't just plug these things on. So some people are going to end up owning the crappier versions and not being able to update. So you're going to end up with a lot of these ending up being on sale. I won't be surprised, a lot of people don't care, they just want to get them, put them on eBay and make their money.
You can't make any money on eBay. nobody wants them.
Mm.
Which is a shame, because otherwise I would have bought 20 and put on eBay. But nobody wants them, so no point.
Well, yeah, in America, the shops that have got like 20 in stock and they can't get rid of the damn things.
Yeah. So yeah, the launch plans are coming at the end of this month. So that's really interesting, and we're so excited about that.
Yeah.
But what Adam is excited about is a game which is on a Sony console.
I'm not excited about it.
It's
to be
called
honest, I would...
Final Fantasy XII. And apparently it's a game about...
People.
People running around doing stuff.
Yeah. Well, anyway, all Final Fantasy fans will get excited. Finally, we've been given the UK launch 23rd of February. So everybody get ready to book your days off work for the next month. It's a hardcore. I know my mate Mike at work will be playing nothing but that for a while.
Well, I think he needs to play some decent games.
We've been playing Legend of Zelda on his Wii for a while. But... yeah, to be honest, one thing I want to put in here, I really want to see, you know, is this going to be the last, this is the last Final Fantasy game on a PlayStation 2, but I'm curious whether or not this is the last Final Fantasy game on a Sony console. Look at what Square Enix has said before. They said,
Square!
If they're so unhappy with Sony that if Nintendo can do well...
Nintendo.
Putting their re-release of their old Nintendo game, Final Fantasy III, onto the DS. If it does well, then they will consider the fact of putting more business towards Nintendo instead of Sony. What happens is they can't actually make enough Final Fantasy IIIs for the DS. They're selling out constantly in Japan. And will do in America and when we bring them over here.
Yeah, right. Nobody's going to buy them over here.
So, it's going to be good. So
we're not interested in your dinosaur games, unless it's Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but... Paul, you
Jurassic
remember.
Park on the Master System, hardcore. Mega Drive version was much better, but it was much harder as well.
I played it on the Super Nintendo.
Lame. You lost Nintendo, boy.
I didn't have a Super Nintendo. I played it on someone else's house. I just didn't have it for my Mega Drive.
Okay, get lost, cheap guy.
But no, that means Square Enix has always been a big gun for Sony.
Not really. I don't think so. Big gun for Sony. Grand Theft Auto.
Hmm. Grand Theft Auto, soon to probably be
this
Metal
is
Gear
not
Solid.
Japan. We do not buy weird little games that are weird.
We'll
because
this,
we buy games of like some guy who's
yeah.
like 8 foot tall with like half a ton of armor on who goes around killing stuff.
Final Fantasy goes, then literally it'll be Final Fantasy. Ding. Metal Gear Solid. Which will convert across, and it'll be some of their big guns gone, and that means Sony will just fall quicker, which I am looking forward to. We're going to have a party episode if Sony goes.
Party episode before?
If Sony...
That'd be really sad.
What, if Sony died? You mean because you got no
one to hate?
Means
we wouldn't have anyone to hate anymore.
You still got Apple.
Yeah, they don't make games consoles.
They might do.
Yeah,
the new iConsole, the iGame.
iGame.
There's no me in i. There's no I in team, but someone pointed out there is a me.
Right, just talk for a second. I have to do something.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, pick something on the show notes and talk about.
No, I was just going to say, as noted on the last week's
talk
episode...
Talk about the Halo 3 beta thing.
Will in a second.
I'm trying to concentrate.
Last episode I mentioned about the new comic website that I'm creating, which is on Paul's server, which will be connected with Gamercast to a point.
To the point that he's going to be using Gamercast to try and, you know, advertise it.
No, I'm advertising Gamercast through it. It's good advertisement for us. I have put... Originally, if anybody went there, it would just been a white screen with some information about what's going to be there.
Under construction.
Yeah, now I've actually put the website up on live. There's nothing on there yet, just it being built bit by bit by bit. And it has under construction still on there. But go ahead, have a look. Click on blog to get across to Minor Paul's blog like you can from Gamercast. And I put a post in my blog showing a picture of my website. So add a comment there, anything you want to add saying about it, colour or... where things should be or anything like that. It's a work in progress still. I'm still adding things that go along, but any input would be helpful. Right, can you just not show notes up so I can read them?
Do the Halo beta thing.
Halo beta test. Halo 3 multiplayer beta will be included with Crackdown on the Xbox 360. We can see there's a big push from Microsoft to be able to get people to be wanting to play their new baby Halo 3, but the fact that it looks like they're using it as a way to push a previous game. This has been done before by Konami with Sony. With Sony for Metal Gear Solid 2 had a demo first release that was out with Zone of the Enders. Now, Zone of the Enders was a big popular game of people buying it because they wanted to play this demo. But Zone of the Enders was actually a very good game, and a lot of people actually did enjoy playing the game as well, so it was a good selling point. I must admit, I can see from the looks of this game that a lot of people are kind of like, oh, I'm a cop, and I get more powerful, and I can kick things, and you got your chav population that'll like the idea of being able to run around as a cop and blow the crap out of stuff, but some people aren't going to say, is there anything new here? To be honest, I could feel that there might be that sense of being able to just play the game for a bit of enjoyment. You come home from work, pick something up, run around, shoot, jump from building to building, building. It does look like a crisp, clean game for the 360 and might be quite good. We don't know yet. To be honest, a lot of people are going to be buying this game just for the multiplayer beta. So it's a good selling point. Hopefully people that will be spending that much money, nobody would spend that much money on Halo 3 beta, so they're accepting the fact that they are getting this game, so they're
It's just something to try and flog the game.
Mm. But they're going to end up playing it, and that will determine whether or not people are just going to say, yeah, I got it, I'll trade it in now, I'll keep the Halo thing for myself, and the money I lost between the trading will be the price of my Halo beta test. But some people might play it and go, wow, this is a
really
good...
this game's really fun, it's good for like a couple of hours, just for a bit of a laugh, as you go around like kicking ass.
Mm. Control Alt Delete did a really good comic strip for it where they were showing
Control Alt Del
drawing the guy, and he's like, right, sir, you can have your badge back, and he's like, oh yes, you got some new superpowers, and he's like, yes, he goes, try him out, and all of a sudden you see the secretary being kicked through the window and she's going flying, and he goes, well, she'll be alright. He goes, no, we don't give the secretary superpowers, she'll be dead in 5 seconds as she's being kicked clean straight across the city. But very cool.
Let's do this Wii PS3 Xbox thing, because we had one, you know, we had one comment from some dude about how he loves us, you know, doing the poll figures for each machine. This is an article from the Inquirer, and it basically says, I'll just read it out. Nintendo beat Sony in the year-end console battle in the United States, selling over 100,000 more units of its Wii system than Sony's competitor, the PS3, in December. Nintendo managed to flog 604,200 units during the month, while Sony managed a paltry 490,700 PS3 systems. However, the real king of Christmas, apart from Jesus, Jibusman, or Santa Man, was Microsoft, having managed to sell 1.1 million Xbox 360 consoles over December, according to retail market research firm NPD. So
it's...
And Microsoft has now sold 10.6 or 10.4 million Xbox 360s.
So yeah, it's all a big push, and I think one thing that sells consoles is the need and the want. People will fall over each
need.
Other with the, I really gotta have this bloody console, and I want it now. It's like a kid waiting for something to come out. And that's what sells a console, but the problem is, if the console doesn't do too well, fair enough, some people just don't care, they're blind, they don't see what's going on in other countries with releases of consoles. There's gonna be a lot of PlayStation 3 fans who are just reading the PlayStation magazines that are pumping it. It's good. They're not going on the internet, they're not seeing what's really happening over in the States with its release, and they're just going to go out and buy it. And unfortunately, we're going to have good sales here at first until someone goes, I really want a PS3. Oh, my mate's got one. Go around there. It's like,
same thing with the PSP. PSP sold really well. Oh, amazing, cool, yeah. And then after about a month, nobody wants them anymore because everyone's realised that crap.
Mm. As soon as it dries up, that's it, it's gone. So,
indeed,
Sony realized that coming out last does not pay.
certainly realise buggering up a console doesn't pay.
Yeah, I didn't really want to rub that in, but yeah, you know, salt in the wound.
Our computer, our supercomputer with 100,000 times power of PC, better than anything else. Oops, we forgot to develop any games. We developed this big grill which we can use to cook food, but we cannot do anything else. So yeah, the PlayStation fundamentally needs games, because all the games that are out at the moment are rubbish. I mean, the Xbox 360 had, you know, 5 titles which you can actually play without wanting to vomit. Unlike the PlayStation 3, where you just want to vomit every title.
I know, there's some release title wise, there's been some good release titles, but you know, to be honest, if there's anybody who was like, I'm Mr. I love video games, but I've got enough money where I can afford an Xbox 360 to keep me going until the PlayStation 3 comes out, that person is going to have a hard time.
That person is going to sell his 360, buy the PlayStation 3,
and buy
then realise he just bought a piece of crap.
Well, no, the thing is, I don't even think they'll go that far, because everybody will look at the release games. He'll go in and realise that all the games he can own, he probably would have already completed on the 360. What's the reason? And all the games that he would want to own that will not be on anyone, which is their big guns, aren't even out yet. They won't even be out on release.
Gran Turismo turned into an online demo. Like, it's going to be like concepts. So you pay money for it. Yeah, remember the stupid Gran Turismo 4? No, the Gran Turismo 4 demo they released. Which is, no, one called Concept. It's called something else. Gran Turismo 4 Prologue or something.
Oh yeah, Prologue. Concept was the one that they did for number 3.
Concept was like the spin-off they did with like 6 cars in it in one track.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo HD is fundamentally now just Prologue, a £25 demo.
Because it's still tweaking.
They still can't. They just don't seem to be able to like release anything. It's like Microsoft, like with Vista, in that a year through the process they realised their development systems just needed a big overhaul to get this thing out, because quality just wasn't ratcheting up over time, so they had to restructure the way they actually make the system. And it seems that, you know, these guys can't even do that for a game with maybe 6 developers on. 6 developers probably tops.
Not good. Sony really have put all their eggs in one basket.
Good.
And that basket looks like it's floating down Niagara Falls.
Good.
So yeah.
On the plus side, GamerCast stock in Microsoft is flat.
Oh. Right, so next on the list. Yeah, we've done that one. iPhone. Now, I'll just, before you jump into this, I got the whole thing of the...
just go for it, mate, go for it. I'll take you one after. No, I don't mind going last.
Girlfriend went on about the iPhone and she wanted to have a look. And as soon as it came up, I said, don't look, she likes her iPod.
Oh, God,
but she loves her PC, but she just loves her iPod because she loves her music. I said, I'm going to convince her to get something different. So, it's over there. And she was like, don't let me look at it because I'm going to buy it. I said, you're going to want to buy this, when I saw the advert. And we were going through it, and I was watching the videos, and someone said that the number two is out. And she was like, do you know something? That is going to end up like all other Apple products. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, it's going to be scratched to hell. My iPod's already looking like someone whizzed it across the concrete. And that's why it's in a rubber suit. And she goes, I wouldn't want to pay good money for a mobile phone that I have to keep in a rubber suit because the screen will scratch, because you're rubbing your fingers all over it and you get God knows what grit in your thing, and it just, yeah. We both have mobile...
We both have pocket PCs
running Windows
with phones in them which do everything the iPhone does anyway, has a cheaper price point. Even your thing has a cheaper price point. And mine's like however old it is now and not one scratch on it.
And look what you're holding in your hand. You're holding a stylus that slots inside it, and mine has one too, which means that you don't use your thumbs.
Yeah, well, what they did is they were like bragging, oh, we've got a touchscreen and you don't need to use a stylus. Well, all they've done is say, there are two types of screen. There's a touchscreen which work like the DS, pocket PCs and so on, which are just sensitive to something pressing on the screen. It can be anything. or there's electromagnetic screens like in tablet PCs, which
requires the
which
pen.
Requires a magnetic bit in the pen. Mm. But the cool thing with that is they can sense the pen above the screen as well.
Like PC tablets and tablets for PCs for drawing with. How are they doing this one then? Is it running off magnet, or have they designed a new? Is it?
Are you talking about the iPhone here?
Yeah.
It's just a touchscreen. And they're saying you don't need to use a stylus. I don't need to use a stylus. People use a stylus because they don't want fingerprints all over it.
Yeah. Look at my iPod. Was absolutely immaculate. The back, you could have a shave looking into the back of the iPod till I picked it up, and then as soon as I turned it around my hand, it was all you could see was the oil off my hands. Because if you've ever had zoo people turn up to your school, or you've gone on a school trip to the zoo and you've done the petting corner where you've had to stroke a snake, and they always say use the back of your hand, and they go, no, it's not slimy. Someone said to me, he goes, they're not slimy because you're stroking with the back of your hand. I said, what do you mean? He goes, if everyone stroked the snake with the inside of their hand, because of all the oils on your hand, you would make it slimy. It's not naturally slimy, you're just doing it to it. And that's the same thing. You go around touching your phone or whatever with your thumb, all the, like the, is it acid or alkaline that comes off your skin? It's more of an acidic.
What? I don't use hand creams, you big gay.
Not hand creams, it's natural oils in your hands. That just thumb, smudge everywhere, and it's not going to be good. I can't see it being any. They did the whole thing where it has two batteries, so if you drain down the battery in your iPod, you can still use it as a phone, or if you're talking for long periods of time and your phone dies, you can still listen to your music. But I can see a lot of people buying this, but this is a phone, a really expensive stylish phone. And you know what sat behind it?
A pile of crap.
The next model. They haven't even released the iPhone, and iPhone 2.0 is already in production. They've already put the patents in. They're already designing it, ready for release.
Yeah, that's business, sir.
Yeah, that's Apple. They release the iShuffle. What happens? They re-release it as a clip to put on your jacket. Their excuse is, we want to have multiple versions of all of our products so people can choose which version they prefer. Fair enough, but it always seems to be one after the other, not at the same time. It's not like, oh, iShuffle, you can have it in a memory stick form or a clip form, whichever takes your fancy. No, they do it so that it's one after the other, so people will buy the next, that one, and then it looks like you're old school because you don't have the newer version, so you go buy the newer version. So you keep buying. Right, I've had my rant about Apple, your turn.
Right, iPod is crap.
Mm-hmm.
iPhone is crap.
No. Crap-er. I would say it's crapper.
Well, I'd rather have an iPhone than an iPod. At least with the iPhone, you can use it as a grenade.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, you can't you?
I believe so. That's what it says in the advertisement.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want a grenade. Right, so yeah, I mean, Apple, who cares? Dinosaur company. They don't innovate. They copy everyone else's ideas and claim they're their own. And then they brainwash their fanatical followers into believing they actually innovated stuff. Take Windows Vista, we're running right now. What other operating system on the planet prefetches data proactively, not just reactively, to make the system, I mean, it's like anticipating what the computer's going to be doing, and then it goes and does it.
Mm. The only thing that Apple has
going
for
it. No other operating system on the planet does that. And you know what? It makes this really fast. It means when I log in the morning, all my programs are already loaded into memory.
Mm. So
that means you click on it, boom, there. It doesn't have to go to the disk and load them.
Mm.
You know, when's macOS going to have that, huh?
It's like it's operating like a pocket PC. Like our pocket PCs. You say programs, say all the things you would do the first thing in the morning in your pocket PC. Say you're doing them the night before and you didn't shut the programs down. They just sat there and it's all in sleep mode. When you turn them on, you go to Word because you already had Word open. Click on it, boom, it's there. It's like that doing it for you.
Yeah, but that's because the pocket PC is on all the time.
Yeah, and that speed has been created for a desktop without having to have them on. The PC powers up and it goes, right, brain on. Paul needs this, and this now. Get it loaded before he even touches the keyboard. And pow, it's there at your fingertips.
Yeah.
iPhone, you got this little
pow.
Video, haven't you? from YouTube, you fan?
Yeah. I'll play it now, shall I?
Unfortunately, we can't show it to the people.
Your life doesn't have room for any more devices. Introducing the revolutionary new iPhone from Apple. It's here to set you free. It's a camera. It's a movie player. A remote control. A bottle opener. An electric razor. A blow dryer. A mouse trap. It's lip gloss. A condiment dispenser. Mace. A cheese grater. A sonogram. Treadmill. A children's thermometer. A portable shower. Bookmark. A hand grenade. A pan flute. It's sideburns. And it's a prophylactic. It's also a hard-to-use cell phone. The iPhone, it's everything.
So yeah, I mean, the iPhone doesn't really do all that. But it's funny, so who cares?
Yeah.
It's taking the smeg out of it.
Yeah, for the fact that they're trying to just get everything that they just did too much for their iPods and then just put it into a phone and try to make it all work.
Well, you know what their software is like. It won't work.
No.
You'll try to close a program and it locks up. Then you do the, what is it, the clearly period space bar thingy?
No, you won't be able to because it's a touch screen and the touch screen will lock up, so you won't be able to touch it. So
you just have to unplug the battery.
Yeah, but you can't unplug the battery because there's no way of getting into it without saving all your memory, and you'll be like, okay. And then it starts ringing and you want to answer, but you try to press the answer button, but the screen's locked up, so you can't answer the phone.
Good. Right, in other news,
mm-hmm.
A woman died participating in a Wii contest.
Now, is this a Wii contest at home with friends and family, or is this a Wii contest, a proper one?
No, this is a Wii contest done by some radio program.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just find a good bit out of it. 28-year-old, blah, 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 woman has died from her participation in a radio contest to win a Wii. Some clever monkey at some station thought it would be hilarious to hold a hold your Wii for a Wii contest. Get it? Hold your Wii for... That's funny. So yeah, she drank all this water and they basically had to like not go to the toilet for as long as possible, and the one which held out the longest won a Wii.
Yeah.
And she drank all this water and she died.
From not peeing?
Well, the preliminary report is... The early investigation showed signs that her death might have been caused by water intoxication, i.e. too much water in her body. But this is not the official word yet, just preliminary findings. So yeah.
So no one died using a Wii, it was all dying trying to drink too much bloody water.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with the Wii. So it shows you how good the Wii is. This is good publicity, it's showing you that people do anything for a Wii. It's that good, get hold of one. And go to the toilet on a regular basis.
You know, we've got this nervous system and brain and stuff like that to tell us when we need to go to the toilet.
Mm. You get a tickly sensation in your throat.
This evolved. This evolved over, say, 400 million years, and only the species that went to the toilet survived.
Mm.
The ones that didn't go to the toilet went extinct. So we've got a strong urge to go to the toilet.
Because it's also where
we should do Gamercast live from the toilet. Public toilet as well.
One of the good things about our species that we can do, which most species can't do, is we have the ability to bypass our diaphragm to actually hold our breath. Some land mammals don't have the ability to hold their breath to go underwater. They'll actually drown because you try to breathe underwater. Where some animals that are designed to go near water in it can actually do the whole process of holding their breath. I think a lot of monkeys don't actually have the ability. I think that's why chimpanzees drown if they go in water. They're scared stiff of it because they can't. They just keep trying to breathe when they go under. But yeah, you need a pee. Don't hold your pee. It's bad for your prostate.
Bladder explosion, man.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened? Grandpa Simpson. And that's, no, that was his kidneys that blew up for some reason. His kidneys burst and not his bladder. I don't know, maybe they do that because you can't have a bladder transplant, and so the rest of their story fell apart.
Yeah.
So they had to have his kidneys blow up.
Mm.
Okay, talk about something. I've just got to help Catherine.
Okay, give me show notes.
I don't know where they are.
You've hidden the show.
We have to use the funky 3D thing.
Funky 3D! The only problem is being able to stop at the right moment. You have to keep doing laps.
Done.
Okay, right. Next. World of Warcraft. If any of you have been paying attention to Paul's blog, he's actually playing Warcraft. It's amazing.
I played Warcraft anyway.
Yeah, but World of Warcraft. And I must admit, how ironic.
Stop talking about me. I'm trying to concentrate.
For someone like myself who plays World of Warcraft, I'm not even subscribed at the moment because it count froze on Christmas. But anyway, news is World of Warcraft passes 8 million subscribers. So they're getting bigger and bigger. I must admit myself, my server is getting a little bit overpacked, so I'm going to have to pay to have my characters transferred across to the place where Paul plays, just so I can get on over there. I realised that my notes are on my pocket PC.
Do you want me to pause it?
No, I've got them here. With everyone should have a pocket PC. One twiddle of a screen, press on, and we have it here. Right, so, WoW fans will be swamping HMV. Yes, I know I have a dead battery, shut up. We'll be swamping HMV on Oxford Street tomorrow, Monday, at midnight, for the release of the upcoming Burning Crusade World of Warcraft expansion pack. Majority of them will be not actually be trying to get their hands on the World of Warcraft expansion pack, they'll be trying to get their hands on the limited edition version, which should be retailing at around about £50. A lot of people have already been getting hold of these, which don't actually work yet because nobody is able to use the expansion pack until first thing Tuesday morning. But they get hold of them and they've been selling them for £100 on eBay, which has been going quite high. A lot of them to do with the fact that you'll be getting a unique pet that no one else will be able to get their hands on. So, which is pretty cool. All people who will be showing up have been asked to try and dress up in World of Warcraft style. Most people that might be turning up in World of Warcraft gear will be getting WoW goodies, limited edition stuff given to people who are dressed up really coolly as characters from the World of Warcraft, which looks pretty good. Going to be a big party. Must admit, Blizzard are trying to push it out the boat out here for the fact that this is going to be a world launch and the fact that they're launching on Tuesday, so which is a first because most games it's normally Thursday night straight into Friday, so they put it out a bit different and saying, hey, we're not just a normal game, this is a life of people. So, next on the news, we've also got pet problems for WoW. If any of you regularly go onto the World of Warcraft website, they've been stating for the UK European launch of World of Warcraft Burning Crusade, there is a problem with the limited edition box set that comes with the pet. Now they're saying that there is nothing whatsoever wrong with the contents, physical contents of what comes with the limited edition. They want to make sure state that everything is really good quality for what you're getting. They've just noticed
Have you seen how big the collectors
are? Yeah, I went into
they're huge.
It is. It, you know, they're pushing the boat out with this one, but they only get to do it now and again, and it's going to be like, will they ever do another expansion pack? You know, it all depends.
World of StarCraft. Thank you.
Yeah, when World of StarCraft comes out. Because the idea is there and they're pushing it around and a lot of people are getting excited about that would be amazing.
Damn right, I'm going to play as a Zerg, man.
Mm.
A Zerg.
Oh, I want that big red battle suit. Yeah.
The Zerg don't need battle suits. They're genetically engineered.
But, yeah.
Well, they're not genetically engineered, are they? They colonize a planet, then adopted that species into the thing, and then they find like the best species and whatever.
Yeah, but there's going to be a slight pet problem. The Draken dragon that you can fly as a flying mount in the new expansion pack, they're bringing out a baby version of it as a pet, which would be unique to the limited edition version. There's been a few problems being able to activate the pet on release date. They're trying to work a way around it. They have stated to make sure that you keep the piece of paper that comes inside that has the list of everything that's in the contents of your box, and you keep the paid receipt for your World of Warcraft. I would imagine there's probably going to be something handed out for free for all the people to places where you bought it, but they're not going to hand it out to everyone, because that means everyone who got a non-limited edition version will be able to get the pet. So you have to have proof of purchase to say that you have purchased this pet version. So unfortunately, it does mean that some people will not actually have the pet on release date in the UK. Well, Europe servers anyway, from the looks of things. They're still working it out. The website is just an initial report. They said that they'll be updating the website soon to state what's going on. But do not think that it's not an idea to not go out and buy the limited edition. From the looks of things, they are just going to fix the problem. So if you're waiting for them to bring out a newer version that is fixed...
They won't do it.
They won't do it. They're just going to fix the version. So don't think, oh, I won't buy it now. Go out and bloody buy it, because no one wants to buy...
There is a shortage of, and there is like huge demand for the collector's edition as well.
Mm. I was clever enough to pre-order mine ages ago.
And a game, if you don't have a pre-order, you're not going to get one.
No.
And even if you do have a pre-order, you still might not get one.
No. Mine sat at a game waiting for me to pick it up on Tuesday.
That's a thought. I was having a look through the list of names we've got. We've got them all stuck to the boxes now. Yours wasn't among them.
Yeah, they found both of them. Because I pre-ordered the non-limited edition and the limited edition.
No, it isn't.
No, Pete found it.
No, it isn't.
No, you can't wind me up, because I know they found it, and they said that he'll sell it to me on Tuesday when I go and pick it up. Anyway, so that will be that. I hopefully will be able to, if I can afford it, be able to re-bump up my subscription. Have a play with Paul and try out some of the new characters. I will be trying the Blood Elves just to have a little go, but to be honest, I'm not a big Horde fan, so...
What? The Horde is where it's at, man. Horde.
Well, I might play the Horde, because I'll just be a Blood Elf, but...
Blood Elf. The last thing we need is an Elf poncing round.
No, they're evil, the Blood Elves.
The last thing we need is an Elf poncing round.
You got an Elf character, that Hunter, ain't you?
What was his name?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Didenal. Well, my new guy's called Daedenal.
What's he?
Human.
Warrior? Your favourite.
Same as Dudenov, only...
Cooler.
Only I sorted out his facial hair problem, because Dudenov was just a mess. I've given this guy, like, short hair and everything.
That's cool. So he's
basically a copy of Dudenov, only...
Had a haircut.
Yeah.
Clean shaven. Or has he got a bit of a...
Only a bit tidy.
He's tidied. He's a bit more of a hero. Less of the rugged. That's cool.
But Dudenov is still cool.
I'll have to log on and
he can take on a level 60, whatever. No problem. He's only level 22, but he can take him on.
Are you thinking you're going to keep playing for a bit longer sort of thing?
Or is I'll probably play until like Catherine gets fed up with it or something.
Yeah.
Because we started a character together, so... And then her sister is going to... She's going to get the Burning Crusade. She's going to play as one of the new Alliance people. Whatever they are.
Yeah.
The stupid, funny-looking people.
The blue guys.
And then she's going to try and catch up with us.
Well, that's cool. Well, I'll do the same. Because I've got my characters already on there. What I'll do is I'll load my characters I've been working my ass off to keep going over to the new service. Because I'll probably pay to have those transferred across. Because my friends who I play with online, their guild got disbanded. And I'm just playing by myself all the time. So I might as well transfer across to that.
So that there's going to be... Well, there's also another guy we've got playing with us. There's my sister's boyfriend, who's also playing as well. So there's like a good group of us.
Oh, that's good.
And we're all around the same sort of level at the moment. Although Charlotte will have to catch up, and you'll have to, I don't know, whatever you are.
Well, I've got my mage who's slowly a bit behind. I was catching up with my druid. My druid and dwarf are already further on, so I can transfer them across in time to match up. I think my druid is already level... 17, so it's only one step ahead, so by the time I get transferred across you would have caught up to that level. And my dwarf, which is 27, I think.
Your dwarf is 27 years old?
Oh, look at that noise. Breaking news. Ooh, free migration is now open with the exception to migration to Bronze Dragonflight. Oh, I need to transfer my characters across.
Here you go, Dudenov. Didendal, that was his name.
Yeah.
Dark North, he's like some dead guy.
Yeah.
Data.
Oh, that's a bit cooler. I like that. You're gonna have to put a post of him up.
Yeah, I've been meaning to like blog about it, but I just don't have the time really. Especially with all this comet stuff going on at the moment.
Mm.
I mean, I was gonna do quite a few blog posts on the CES, but this comet business has just worn me out.
Cool. No, that's.
Because when I got back from work today, I had a look to see if I could see it in the daylight, and no success. So I'm knackered.
Mm. I can imagine.
Hopefully tomorrow will be cloudy so I can have a rest.
Yeah, I'm showered. I went to IKEA yesterday. Yeah. Although I did get something for myself, I bought a big pack of my mind's gone blank. What's those sweets called?
A big pack of sweets.
Sugar? No, it was those sweets where they had the advert where it's armadillos, crunch on the outside, soft on the inside.
Armadillo sweets.
Oh, what are they called?
Armadillos.
Hurting my brain now. It was the advert with Thingy Bob.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I don't know what they're advertising.
Hang on. This shows how desperate I am to remember.
They're like armadillos. Crunchy on the outside, soft in the middle.
Armadillos.
Well, you're not actually looking on the internet, are you?
No, I'm going to ring Sarah and say what they're called. That's going to bug me if I don't find out. My friend's going to die while I do it as well.
Plug it in.
Dime bars. Just came to me.
Dime bar.
Dime bars. I bought a massive pack of dime bars because they're Swedish.
It's fascinating, Adam. So what have we covered? Have we covered everything now?
Yeah, we've covered
everything. Mention World of Warcraft has passed 8 million subscribers?
Yeah, I've mentioned that.
You mentioned that? Yeah, we've done everything then.
Yeah, so hopefully...
We've still got a review from Charlotte to sort out at some point, but I need to edit it down, and I'm busy to like edit stuff.
That's cool. I haven't had a chance to actually be at home for any length of time to do any more videos or anything for some of the things I'm going to do on the Wii. The good thing is I can do review on Burning Legion.
Is the Burning Legion?
The new expansion pack, Burning Crusade. And that comes out if I get my subscription before next episode, because I've got that program on my PC that allow me to record when I'm playing, so I can just dumb everything down, knock all the size down.
Don't you be doing any spoilers.
Oh no, I'll
don't spoil the game for me.
No,
I'm my highest guy is level 22, so anything above that I don't know about it.
Oh, no,
so
I'll
don't
be,
go spoiling
I'll be,
stuff.
I'll be showing people the
what?
The new characters you can play, the blood elves and everything.
Oh, boring.
Level 1 stuff.
Flipping elves, that's the last thing we need, an elf.
As well as I'll do a little bit of video footage and edit it in of showing people what's in the contents of the limited edition box. So, I'd say that's it.
Right, yeah, letters can be sent to feedback@gamercast.net.
Mm-hmm.
Or left on the blog at gamercast.net.
Ideas for t-shirts. I'm just going to say, try and do anything you can. If you don't feel like you can do something that's been posted up before where it's all done and everything, a piece of paper with a t-shirt shape drawn on it with some ideas on would be perfect. Just send them to us. I'll do the rest of the work. That'll be amazing. I'll love some other ideas. Anything, because you're the people that listen to the show. So if there's funny memories or quirky things that we do, because I won't see it all the time, give me some idea and I'll be able to turn it into a t-shirt. As well as audio reviews. Keep them coming. Any new games you get, everybody out there on Tuesday who are going to be playing Burning Crusade, feel free to do, if lots of people do it, a real nice short bursts of people's ideas of how they feel about the new Burning Crusade. That would be nice. Or just do a long one, and if we get loads, we'll edit them down. And if someone wants to do a what they feel about it, that would be quite nice as well. You've done the feedback at gamercast.net.
Yeah, forums, portalforums.net.
Yeah.
Mini reviews can be submitted to feedback@gamercast.net. 2 or 3 minutes long about a game you want to review.
As well as take a look at newhunter.co.uk and try and give me some help on any ideas you can think of. I'm just drawing the new episode at the moment, trying to write it a bit. It's taken a while, but just finding a place to start on. I might just start as if it's been going for ages and just throw one out there. So
we done?
We're done.
We'll be back with episode 56
next week,
probably with some stuff about Burning Crusade.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some other stuff about, don't know, we'll think of something.
Yeah, we'll think of something. We shall catch you next week. Laters.